Okay. So I call this meeting to order on Friday, December 5th, 2025 at 1:32 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union conference room 406. And moving on to line item 2, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. So was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, at the time, and location listed on the agenda? Yes. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes. And yes, we'll now move on to line item 4. Roll call. Director Navarte, present. Assistant Director Rock.
Present.
Commissioner of Event Planning, Campa.
Present.
Commissioner for Marketing and Outreach, Ottaviano.
Present.
Commissioner of Social Justice, Mumaleneni. So absent, excuse. We'll now move on to line item 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno, is situated on the traditional homelands of Nyumu, Washu, Niue, Niuhu peoples. These lands continue to be the gathering place for indigenous peoples, and recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. We'll now move on to line item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? No. Seeing none, we'll now move on to line item 6. There are no minutes to be approved at this time. We'll now move on to line item 8, reports. I'll go first, Director Navarte speaking. So, great job, everyone, for the Pack Without Borders. I really do appreciate everyone's hard work and effort in this, and time and commitment. Also, I did had a meeting with Finance Committee this Wednesday. And we talked mostly about like how we spent our budget throughout this fiscal year. And they did say that we did save a lot of money, and they did recommend that we should spend more money during our spring semester, that's really great. Being there, they totally support us spending the whole thing for next semester. So hopefully we do. We get to spend maybe $15,000 for next semester, which is great. We did spend $9,000, just a rough estimate for this semester. Good job, everyone, considering that they did added more money to our budget this fiscal year. So, and then I went to Senate Wednesday after my meeting with Finance. So in Senate, I mostly just talked about like Pack Without Borders, and some of the directors did like gave us did say that the Pack Without Borders really went great, and we did an amazing job, and everyone clapped for all of us. So great job. And then that's pretty much, what else? I have been meeting with advisors, just trying to check in with them, and letting them know like how our department's going, and then, what else? I have been meeting with my intern about Fusion for next semester, as well as like how's everything going so far. We did just volunteer in the pantry earlier, which was fun. I love organizing. And yeah, that's pretty much it for me. Are there any questions? Okay, perfect. Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to Assistant Director Rock.
Mm-hmm. So
So as the semester comes to an end, I've been prioritizing the internship and checking in with the interns about their spring semester events. Events have been assigned to each intern mentor pair by now, with 3 events in February and 2 in March. Some of these are smaller tabling events and others are larger scale. But I have conducted my final week bi-weekly one-on-ones with each of the interns, and all of them seem to be on track with their events, their mentor meetings, and their volunteering signups as well. Additionally, feedback has been consistently positive, which I'm very excited about, and I have definitely felt a bond growing within our department, so it's safe to say that next semester is going to have a very strong start. Mm-hmm. As for my intern and my event, I met with my intern Mia this morning to schedule our volunteering and set up an event planning timeline. We also began to think of stickers, marketing ideas, tabling activities, and general goals for our event. Biggest focus was creating a timeline, so we will be preparing a budget proposal within the upcoming weeks. Our event assignment is for Valentine's Day themed tabling event, and our goal is to celebrate all kinds of love, appreciating platonic and familial love, as well as supporting LGBT communities. Finally, besides bi-weekly one-on-one meetings and the individual interns, I also led our final weekly internship meeting of the semester within our department last night. During that meeting, we had a presentation from Gov Affairs and some other thoughts to wrap up the semester. But the interns are very excited for our upcoming idea bonding social next week on Saturday, and that will be serving as a proper end of the semester event to reflect on the last few months as a department. So I'm very excited, and I really hope to see all of our lovely interns and wonderful officers there. That's all for me.
Awesome. Are there any questions? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to Commissioner of Event Planning, Campbell.
For me, I have been finalizing a draft, or at least a summary for PAC Without Borders performance, pros and cons that we discussed privately after the event. I also have been checking in both with interns and mentors to see how their events are being planned, giving some deadlines, and just a general idea of what should be completed, what needs to be done leading into spring semester. I also have been talking with my own intern to discuss Share the Crown, how we also want to do stickers, event planning, organization, communication, and getting different organizations that we possibly might want, and the technicalities of it. I also did volunteering with my intern as well, just to get a feel for the pantry and also checking in with the pantry itself and their feelings with PAC Without Borders. And that is it.
Awesome. Is there any questions? Okay, moving on to Commissioner of Marketing and Outreach, Ottaviano.
I met with my intern this week and we discussed our upcoming event too. We discussed kind of the deadlines again and like things that kind of need to be done before winter break, things that you know could potentially be done during winter break, and what needs to be waited on until we have more finalized details. So we've been kind of planning that, little ideas here and there, who we can reach out to, who we can maybe collaborate with for this event. Mm. And then we're still working on reserving the room so we can finalize those details. So we'll discuss that later. And then also I have scheduled a meeting with Gabby Turner from Inkblot. We're gonna have a meeting next week to discuss a little more about how Inkblot works and getting in the right headspace for next semester and kind of getting everything worked out so that we can work more smoothly next semester. And we will also be holding regular meetings next semester throughout the remainder of the semester.
Awesome. Does anyone have any questions? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to Commissioner of Social Justice, Mamala Neni. I do have her report, so this is Director Navarte for your record. Let's see. For Commissioner Mamala Neni, so she said that I have started research for the social justice packets. We also scheduled Brooklyn and Mind's, or hers, volunteering event, and she started working on the Planned Parenthood event. She also said that they have a flyer and decided a date and time. She will be submitting an EMS form and went to the FDEIC faculty meeting yesterday, and that's pretty much it from her. Are there any questions? All right. Seeing none, moving on to line item 9, old business. So, department, we will be, I know you guys pretty much mentioned about the volunteering and stuff like that for the pantry and the northern. So just kind of want to see and check in with everyone, like how they're doing. Has anyone been in the pantry or has anyone signed up for the Northern Nevada food bank? As I can start first. So as for me and my interns, like I mentioned earlier, that we went to the pantry today. We were hoping to go to the Northern Nevada food bank early this morning. However, we looked at the dates and the time on their website, and unfortunately they didn't have any like volunteering opportunities for today. It was all filled out. So we will definitely we'll check it out, the website for Northern Nevada Food Bank, and see which date we can volunteer, possibly this December. Honestly, if there isn't any date and time that would work for all of you guys, we might just not volunteer. That's totally fine. As long as, you know, everyone volunteers with their intern at the pantry, I think it would be a good little bonding for you guys as well. And honestly, it's a great way to relieve some stress too from finals, you know, just organizing and talking to other people. I think that would be a good little thing to do with your intern. But other than that, yeah, if we can't find any like dates and time for Northern Nevada food bank, then that's totally fine. We'll just not do it at all. Because me and my intern, we've been really having a hard time as well since last night, actually. We've been having a hard time looking for a great date and time. So just let your interns know. If they won't be able to make it, then you guys don't have to as well. I know it's really hard, especially with finals as well. And there are still some classes. I know that some of you guys, or a few of you guys, most of you guys, still have classes. So it would be really hard to find a date and time to volunteer. Adding to that, so yeah. So anyone else have anything to say about that? Has anyone, like, did you guys, have you guys like volunteered in the pantry at all? Have anyone signed up?
Commissioner Campbell, I did sign up with my intern. Mm-hmm. We actually did ours yesterday. However, because the pantry was closed and the food bank did not arrive until I believe today, we got more of an educational purpose, more of a learning-based thing of how the pantry works, what are their duties, how do they organize everything, and also run the pantry when giving it out to students, and then did more minor setup and cleanup.
Director Navarte, for the record, was the pantry closed yesterday?
Commissioner Campbell, yeah, on Thursdays I found out they're closed. Mm-hmm. Just so they could do a restock and also just counting everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then they are open today. So, and then they also have a winter break as well, where they won't be open from December, late in December, till beginning of January, and then they'll restart operations again.
Okay. You guys? What about you guys?
Assistant Director Rock, for the record, like I mentioned in my report, I have signed up for both the pack provision volunteering and food bank, and those will be next week, both of them.
Awesome.
Commissioner Otaga, for the record, as I mentioned previously, I individually signed up for the food bank. Unfortunately, my schedule didn't align with my intern, so I'll just be volunteering myself for that one. With my intern, we were looking for a time that we could do the food pantry, and as I mentioned before, you were going to help me sign up for that, so we will sign up for that.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still working on that.
Awesome. And then Director Navarte, for the record. For Commissioner Momolaneni, they had a meeting yesterday with her intern. She had a meeting with her intern yesterday, and they did sign up for the pantry as well. So they should be good. Other than that, that is pretty much it for her. Okay, well, great job, everyone. The reason why we're doing this is because I did mention this before, that since our last event was Pack Without Borders, we only have maybe 3 weeks until this semester ends. So I really, and we are still getting paid for it. So I think that, giving out to the community and just kind of volunteering within ASUN or the student engagement, it's great to help out one another, and especially end of semester, usually pantries are kind of busy. So I think that, just helping out, I think that it would really give us the opportunity to learn what they're doing, just in case anyone's interested in the pantry. If you guys ever want to, maybe grab some food there because it's free, or work there for them, like as your second job or something, like that would be, it would be beneficial for both, for you guys and for them as well. For the Northern Nevada Food Bank, I honestly volunteered with them, I think 3 weeks ago, and it was a great opportunity to just meet with, people and, to just know how, the food bank works. And I don't know if you guys have heard about, the SNAP program, right? So a lot of people, especially, families, they really do need food and other supplies. So making those impacts by helping out, the food bank, really just, I think it feels really nice giving back to the community. So, yeah. And also thank you guys for considering that and actually doing it. But yeah, are there any questions, concerns? Okay, perfect. Seeing none, we'll move on to line item 10, new business. So Department of Idea, end of fall celebration with interns. Yay. Okay. So for that one, let's see. I did order Pizza Hut. But if you guys want to, unfortunately we can't add any more food, but I would be more than happy to just buy it myself. If you guys want more food. But we did purchase, or we are planning to purchase pizzas, the cinnamon minerals and the chocolate brownies. We also have wings, and water, the 7-Up soda. I know I did put Coca-Cola, and we can't do Coca-Cola, so I'll go ahead and purchase Pepsi. And then we also have Fanta. So this will be what Assistant Director Rock mentioned earlier, and it will be on Saturday, December 13. A majority of us are free around that day. So I know that one of our interns, Mia and Manvi, they're busy that day. So maybe I'll just give them a little baggie or a little gift for not able to come to the celebration with us and celebrate. But it is from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Do you guys have any preference to where exactly you guys want to celebrate this? So it could be here, it could, whichever is easier for you guys, and your interns as well.
Assistant Director Rob, for the record, quick thing, Mia can actually make it. She rearranged things, love her. But she'll be able to make it, and she's also gluten-free, which I want to mention for the Pizza Hut food arrangement, maybe a little bit more wings than pizza.
Perfect.
And then for location, I think it would be really good to, if we have maybe we can check in with everyone to see, like, is everyone able to make it at 2 o'clock, and then
mm-hmm.
everyone can at least meet in our office.
Mm-hmm.
And then if anyone, I know one of our interns, Brooklyn, was interested in going to, like, Roller Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
mm-hmm. But maybe that can be, like, if people end up being busy, like, at least maybe the office can be, like, the like, first.
Yeah, like, a spot for us to meet.
Point, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Huh. Yes. I think that would be great. Oh, Director Navartis, for the record. Yeah, I think, Roller Kingdom, I never thought of that. But yeah, I think that would be, like, yeah, what we can do is, honestly, like, we can just, we can definitely ask everyone to see what their preference are, and then, if it's more convenient for them to just celebrate it in school, we can just do that and meet in the office. And if everyone agrees to be spontaneous that day,
mm-hmm.
and we can go to Roller Kingdom, it's really up to you guys. What we can do is we can meet in the office, like you mentioned, Assistant Director Rock. We can meet in the office and then go to the Roller Kingdom as, like, a group, maybe, like, 2 cars.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Anyone else? No? Okay. Awesome. Okay. All right. So then... Okay, let's see. So I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for the Department of Idea End of Falls celebration. So I move to approve Department of Idea End of Falls celebration.
I second.
Second by Commissioner Campbell. All those in favor say A. All those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say oy.
Aye.
Perfect. With that, motion passes. Okay, we'll now move on to... we'll now move on to line item 11, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay. Seeing none, we'll now move on to everyone's favorite, adjournment. We'll now move on to line item 12, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting on 1:54 p.m. on Friday, December 5th of 2025 in the Joe Crowley Student Union, conference room 406. Yes. Okay.
Oh my god. Oh, the gavel. The gavel is in my backpack.